Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have about 5 minutes left with the first page.
In David Upegi's biology class, you can feel the electricity of some 20 students so close to summer vacation, they can almost taste it. Senior Helen Magana stops by to pick up a memento from Upegi. He's one of her favorite teachers.
I heard about tattoos yesterday.
I got yours.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Upegi opens a cabinet and fishes out a temporary tattoo in the form of a twisted strand of DNA. He explains the meaning of the symbol, which he wears on a silver belt buckle.
Everything that's been around, ever alive, shares common ancestry with us. We are related to every single living thing that has ever been on Earth and that currently is.
Magana takes the tattoo and promises to come back with stories of her life after high school. She plans to study biology and neuroscience at Rhode Island College in the fall. But science is not her only skill. Magana is fluent in Spanish and English, and she's one of the first Rhode Island high school students to graduate with a special seal to prove it.
I know that having that type of recognition can open more doors for me, and it can benefit me in the future, so that's why I decided to go for it.
To earn the seal, students in Central Falls had to maintain at least a B average in English and pass a test to show they could read, write, speak, and understand a second language. Magana grew up speaking Spanish at home with her parents, who come from El Salvador. At school, she took on another challenge.
In school, they did offer Spanish classes, but I decided I wanted to kind of learn another language. They have French, so I decided to go learn the basics in French. Yeah.
So how's your French?
Not as good as my Spanish.
So Magana got the seal in Spanish. One challenge was writing, especially remembering where to put all the right accents. So that's something she had to practice on her own before taking the test. Her father, Freddie Magana, says it meant something to see that hard work recognized at graduation.
Sí, mucho. Yo no me lo esperaba.
Central Falls English as a Second Language Director Evelyn Cosme Jones serves as his interpreter.
I did not expect it until one day she said, hey, they're going to graduate us, some of us, as bilinguals.
Freddie Magana came to the United States in the late 1980s and later got legal status. He describes working long hours in jewelry factories and construction sites, any job he could find. He wants his children to have the opportunities he never had.
Bueno, yo en mi país,
in my country,
solamente logré el cuarto grado.
I was only able to attend to fourth grade.
Yes. Yo soñaba con ser un maestro.
I dreamt of being a teacher.
Pero estoy trabajando desde los
but he had to leave school at the age of 8 to go to work. Magana has been a teacher for his daughter Helen and her younger sister, helping them learn Spanish by maintaining the language at home and picking up books in Spanish on trips to El Salvador. His daughter Helen tears up a little bit hearing him talk about it.
Just that all my hard work has, it showed results, and that I know he's proud of me. So it's a nice feeling.
Children have an immense capacity to learn languages, especially if we start them young.
Central Falls Administrator Evelyn Cosme Jones coordinated the pilot program for what she calls the Biliteracy Seal. She sees it as part of a larger movement in public schools to increase the profile of world language education. She says businesses increasingly need workers who can communicate in more than one language and appreciate different cultural perspectives.
But also just cognitively, it's like your brain does gymnastics when you know other languages. Like you can literally feel your brain going like this, and it helps you understand everything, I believe, much better.
For Cosme Jones, the Biliteracy Seal is a way to recognize the value of putting your brain through all those mental gymnastics and celebrate the strength that comes with diversity. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.